this thing on? How's everybody doing tonight? Thank you.
You believe this shit? Look at all these motherfuckers.
What's that? Yeah, I love you too. All right. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And for those of you who stumbled in here drunk and don't know why you're here, you are about to experience the mother of all podcasts, a spectacle that'll break your spectacles, an intelligent discourse so intelligent it'll melt your brain and have it oozing out your ear holes. Episode 50 of I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
I woke up naked on the floor today. And don't ask, because I don't know.
Yeah, last night we had our big party, I guess.
Yes.
For, not really a party, a get-together at a local bar for our 50th episode.
Yes.
And apparently afterwards, afterwards Orion passed out naked behind the door.
At some point, I don't remember.
In his bedroom.
But yeah, what a party, man. Jesus.
It was a good time.
So many fucking people came out. I think I counted like four or five, but not really.
Yeah, no.
It was massive. Like,
it was, there were a lot of people.
The bar was flooded with friends. Yeah. It was amazing.
I mean, obviously, it was mostly, you know, our friends.
Yeah.
Because because who's going to travel to Michigan with 2 days' notice for a podcast? But yeah, it was good times. It was a lot of drinking.
Oh.
And I saw for the first time ever a line in the guy's bathroom.
Oh, wow.
I'd never seen that before in my life. I know the girl's bathroom, that's a fairly common occurrence. But I went into the guy's bathroom. It looked like they were having some kind of meeting in there. There's just guys everywhere, and it's a small bathroom. It's
yeah,
got
every
like
time
one
I had
stall
to,
and a urinal.
Yeah, every time I had to take a piss, I had to fucking wait. Yeah, it was pretty busy. And it wasn't just, you know, random people. It was people we invited. It was awesome.
Yeah, we probably should have given the bar a little bit of notice. I mean, it was a Friday night, so it would have been busy anyway.
They were running all over the place.
Yeah, we had to split it up and like sit at different tables because there just wasn't room.
Yeah.
I gave away some stickers to some people that I didn't know, one of whom was pretty drunk, and after I gave him the sticker, he kind of wanted him to go away. He was a real nice guy, so if he's listening, no offense or anything, but you know, he was drunk.
Yeah.
He was drunk and talking.
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
And there was this other guy that I saw that I called Fat Orlando Bloom, because he looked like Fat Orlando Bloom. He had like long dark hair and a ponytail, and he had like one of those little, almost like a pencil thin mustache.
Oh man.
And he looked like Fat Orlando Bloom to me. And
I
gave him a sticker. I didn't call him Fat Orlando Bloom to his face. So again, if you're listening, it's just an observation while I was drunk.
Yeah.
But I gave him and his friend a sticker. None of them are probably listening.
Yeah.
But I gave him stickers.
Yeah, that's cool.
And
yeah,
the one guy, the really drunk guy, seemed to hope that the show was very political. Like, he's
really
like, you guys talk about Obama.
Oh Christ.
And
yeah,
how horrible he is.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That was the downside. There were a few friends there that showed up because they're friends. They got the invite. Oh, we're going to the bar. All right. But they had no idea what the fuck.
I
know. Like, so why are we here? Because I read something about IJA, you know.
Yeah, there was one person on the invite, because I posted an invite on Facebook, and if you're a fan on Facebook, I don't know if you would have been invited. I couldn't figure out how to just invite all the fans, but I did send out like a notice about it.
Yeah.
So you should have gotten a notice. But yeah, so there was one person who, like, you can leave little comments on the invite, and they're like, what is this about? And I write in like the invite, there's a link to our website, and the thing was called the Episode 50 Pod Stravaganza. Like, you could kind of work it out.
Yeah. If you think about it.
Apparently not.
But yeah, there was a lot of fucking people there, and a lot of them were like newly 21-year-olds, you know?
Yeah.
And they were just drinking like crazy.
Right.
And they didn't know their limit. And they're getting really loud and kind of annoying, but I didn't mind. It was a great time. And the group was so big, we were spread out, like you said, at multiple tables. So I'm hopping around and I end up at this one table with some friends. And I had thought they were listening all the way back, from episode one, maybe. Like not when we recorded it, but maybe they went back and they knew of everything that was talked about. So I started talking about some of the stories, but this was after... We were trying to argue that I'm not gay because
you were
that.
Trying to argue that you're not gay. I wasn't there. Well, and they were arguing that you are gay.
They're like, yeah, so you go to a party, you get drunk, you strip naked, you run out in the rain, and you start sparring with a guy.
And tugging on dicks.
Yeah. They're like, how's
well,
that
just
not
one
gay?
Dick, but.
And one of the friends was a girl, and I'm like, well, what if you and Aldi, you know, had done the same thing? You know, you guys got drunk, and you're like, oh, it's raining. You know what? Fuck it. Let's get naked. Run out in the rain, you know, whatever. I'm like, that wouldn't make you gay. And she's like, well, I didn't, and you did, so you're gay. And I struggled so hard, goddamn, trying to, like, defend myself. Like, they're like, you guys were wrestling. I'm like, no, we were sparring. That sounds even more gay. And I'm like, how does that sound more gay? Wrestling? No, we were sparring. Like, you know, way back when, like centuries ago, we weren't wrestling, we were sparring.
Right, right.
You know?
Naked.
They didn't get it.
Naked, like men. Like straight men.
I'm like, right now, two guys in Africa right now are probably sparring and they don't wear any clothes. Does that make them gay? You know? And they're like,
people in Africa don't wear any clothes.
Well, in some tribe, you know?
Right.
And
no,
I was talking about this and they're like, well, dude, you tugged on a dick. You're gay.
Well, didn't we once talk about how, like, there was a tribe in Africa where to become a man, you have to blow the tribe leader or something?
You have to go out in the woods with
totally
this one tribe
gay.
Leader. Yeah.
Not gay at all.
And you have to suck him off, swallow his semen, and then you become a man. And then he goes away, marries, and lives the rest of his life. And
in the closet.
But yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Like, it was a pretty wild and crazy night, but you know, it's like, we're out drinking.
It's a blur.
Yeah. I ended up afterwards, like, you and Aldi went home a little bit early, not real early, but before the bar closed down.
Yeah.
And so I was there with just a couple of people. And when I left alone and I was hungry. So I went to Denny's by myself.
Yeah.
Which Aldi has been making fun of me for ever since. But
because you went by yourself.
Right, I mean, right. It's it's so lonely and losery. But
yeah.
I've gone to movies by myself before, which is something most people don't do because for some reason they find it pathetic. But I don't really understand why. Like, especially because when you go to the movies, unless you're the kind of asshole who talks through the whole thing, it's not really a group activity.
I mean,
it doesn't
that.
Really matter if anybody else is there.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I don't know. I'd never do that. I went to a movie alone once and like I didn't give a shit, but I felt like everybody was looking at me like.
Yeah.
I kept checking my phone like I got friends coming. You know?
I don't know why that doesn't bother me.
Because they're sitting down next to me like, is anyone sitting next to you? No, I'm by myself.
I don't know why that doesn't bother me because a lot of social situations, well, I don't see it as a social situation, I guess, because a lot of situations like that, like I'm concerned on some level about what other people think of me.
Yeah.
But for some reason going in the theater, it doesn't, I don't care.
Yeah.
I guess the best I can come up with is that it's dark. And so I feel like a certain amount of anonymity.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I don't ever look around and go, look at that asshole by himself.
Yeah. I've never done that.
So I assume other people don't either, but maybe they do. I don't know.
I just think about those guys. Every bar you go to, there's those fuckers that sit at the bar by themselves and just, it's like, what life do you have, you know? And I think when people like Aldi sees that and then sees a guy going to the restaurant by himself, eating alone, it's like, what a loser, you know?
I guess.
He has no friends. Well,
except
fuck you.
That,
I'm sure he has friends. But.
I guess I can see that, except that, you know, people go to the bar to get drunk, but that's like not the only reason they go there. Like if you just wanted to get drunk, you'd go to the store, pick up a bottle of something and go home.
Yeah.
But you go to the bar to like socialize with friends, or if you go alone, you probably go to like flirt with the bartender or try to pick up a chick or something.
Yeah.
You know, or if you're a chick, I guess try to pick up a dude, whatever. Although it's usually creepy guys that are by themselves.
Yeah.
But at like a restaurant, like especially like at Denny's, it's not like you're mingling with the other people who are there. or, you know, I mean, and you can socialize with your friends if you're there with friends, but if you're alone, it's not like, haha, I'm the creepy guy who's trying to pick up chicks at Denny's.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not going table to table like, hey, how are you ladies doing tonight?
Yeah.
When I was at Denny's, yeah, so I went to Denny's by myself and I ordered their nachos, which is this giant fucking plate of nachos. And
yeah,
that's not important. But I was sitting in the smoking section and there's this table of guys who look like rejects from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, God.
Only paler.
Yeah.
And at first I thought they were Bosnians because they were speaking this weird, you know, gibberish language, yeah, like Aldi's mom.
Yeah.
And, but I think I heard one of them say they were Albanian.
Albanian.
But the most common English phrase, because they'd slip in and out of English, the most common English phrase I heard out of any of them was straight up, man. Straight up.
All right.
And I could pick straight up parts up, of their man. Conversation. Like it was all blah, 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 gibberish. And then yeah, all of a sudden I'd hear, oh man, you did what with her? Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh man, she's so hot. Blah, 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 blah. And they're like talking about chicks that they fucked.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then they were talking about GPS systems. Like,
what the fuck?
It was weird. Like, they were talking about, like, souping up cars and fucking chicks.
That
like,
sounds Bosnian, yeah, or Albanian. Yeah. That's all they give a shit about.
They're all wearing, they all had, like, straight up spiked hair and,
yeah,
like, Ed Hardy shirts. Like,
that's depressing. But entertaining for you, you were by yourself. So.
Yeah, it was okay. And then there was a lesbian couple, and one of them was kind of dude-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, short, really short hair and just jeans, a t-shirt, and a pair of glasses, but I could still tell totally that it was a chick.
Yeah.
And the waiter guy comes by and he said something like ma'am to her and she goes, oh my God, you actually can tell I'm a woman. And he goes,
Christ.
I'm not wrong, am I? And she's like, no, no. And he's like, oh, okay then. And he left and I just thought it was, she probably does get mistaken for a dude a lot.
Yeah.
But I think, I wonder if people just don't pay attention.
That must be it.
Because like when I was in, say, like ninth grade or whatever.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really, I didn't have facial hair at the time, but I'd grown my hair out. And so it was long.
Yeah.
And I was way skinnier then than I am now. So it's not like I had like man boobs or anything that could be mistaken for actual breasts.
Yeah.
And I didn't dress like a chick. I wore like steel-toed boots and jeans and a black t-shirt and like this grungy brown coat.
Yeah.
So, I'd go out to public places sometimes, like with my mom, and I'd get called ma'am.
Wow.
And I could understand maybe from the back because of the long hair.
Yeah.
And people are narrow-minded, but from the front, I'd have to be one ugly-ass chick. Because I'm not that attractive of a dude, but like at least as a dude, I have masculine features.
There are a lot of people out there where you look at them and you're like, damn, which one is it? It's either an ugly, ugly chick.
I could
chick
even maybe understand
dude,
that,
you know.
But I don't.
So
if I wasn't sure, I just wouldn't make a guess.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't call you ma'am
or sir.
Just I'd just say hey, you know.
Yeah.
How can I help you? And just leave it at that. Like,
yeah.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah. Like how are you? And just you know, just knock off the sir or ma'am. Problem solved. But yeah, back to that talk I had with that group of friends when I was trying to defend myself.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
They
yeah.
were calling me a fag. Afterwards, I was talking about you know I assumed they were listening all the way back to all the episodes.
Yeah.
So I was bringing up things like when I pissed in the closet in front of a girl
right,
and
right.
took a shit in the playhouse to impress all the neighborhood girls because I was the only guy in the neighborhood.
And that's what chicks did.
The reactions were like, you did what? And I'm like, come on, man. We've all done some shit. Like, you didn't hear the episode when, you know.
Yeah, this is a matter of public record now.
I was like, you didn't hear that story about me spending the night with at my friend's house, and he had some girls over, and his dad came home with his girlfriend, and I heard them having sex, and it got me a little horny, so I stripped naked, went out to the living room where the girls were. They were sleeping, and just started masturbating.
Right.
And the looks I got, they were like, what the fuck?
Man. Yeah, yeah. It's funny. Like
I was like, uh-oh.
You've said all this stuff now, so you assume people know.
Yeah.
Like you have to go through it all over again. No, no. This is old news. Everybody else knows this by now.
Everybody. The world. Yeah.
I put this out on the internet for the whole world to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everybody's done stupid, crazy shit, though. Like, at some point, everybody has something. Like, I talked about, I think, on the last episode or the episode before, how I'm not sure if I have any real secrets that somebody could blackmail me with.
Yep.
But that's mostly just because I've been telling them all.
Yeah, I've told most.
But
yeah.
Everybody, at one point, I wouldn't have told anyone, and I hadn't told anyone about the time I fucked a peach, you know? And I wouldn't have told anyone. And so everybody has, maybe they haven't fucked peaches, maybe they haven't masturbated over a crowd of sleeping preteen girls and boys.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they haven't taken a shit in a playhouse. But but everybody's done something.
Something, yeah.
That they're embarrassed by that makes no sense, that they have no real explanation for.
Yeah.
And they just won't tell people.
Yeah.
But they'll still judge other people when they hear about it. And I think myself included. Like, if some random person, not random person, but some friend of mine told me randomly at a bar about a time that they shat in a playhouse to impress a girl.
Yeah.
I would probably, like, I wouldn't judge so negatively that I wouldn't be friends with them anymore, but I would probably laugh quite a bit.
Give them some shit and make fun of them.
Poke at them.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
To be expected.
But it was a lot of fun.
But that's what makes those such great stories.
Oh, yeah,
they're so ridiculous.
Especially the ones where you're like starting to get into sex and whatnot, and you're attracted to the opposite sex. You know,
right.
There's shit some people do.
Is that why you told those stories? Because you're like, I'm totally not gay. I totally shat in a playhouse to impress a girl.
No.
It was a girl, I swear.
I kept digging myself in a hole.
And when I was jerking it over that whole room full of people, I was thinking about the girls.
Yeah.
Totally not gay. Yeah. Wait, is that weird?
I think it just made me look a little fucked up. But I was telling them, I'm like, come on, everybody has a story. I'm like, next time we hang out, we'll talk about it. You know, any little story. So we can talk about it. Because you can't really just bring that up randomly.
Right.
So I kind of got the ball rolling. So next time we hang out, they have some stories and we'll talk about it. And I mean, with their permission, I might talk about them on the show, maybe. I won't name names, but hopefully they're good. Because everybody has something.
Yeah, I can't wait for the day we get to the point where people start qualifying everything they tell us.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk about this on the show, but...
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
My mom, and I won't talk about it, but, you know, I talked about that email my mom sent me.
Yeah.
And then she responded to it in an email and said, don't talk about this on the show.
Yeah, shit.
So,
it's harmless.
But for the record, anybody who might be listening who might tell me a story they wouldn't want told on the show, if you say don't tell it on the show, I won't.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, sexual deviance and things people might not want talked about on the show.
Yeah.
We got a voicemail from my friend Brian at work's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I can track that down real quick.
I just had a terrible thought. I listened to your podcast and heard my boyfriend talking to Kyle about eating assholes. I would just like to know how this comes up in general fucking conversation. So this is how I think that it went. It's Monday morning and Brian's being a bitch because he has to get up early. And Kyle's not talking to anybody because he doesn't want to go to work. And Brian says, hey, motherfucker, how was your weekend? And Kyle says, is I. And Brian goes, hey, by the way, I like to fucking eat assholes. And then Kyle decides that he's going to fucking talk about this goddamn podcast. I am mortified. And I know that there is no names involved, but how does it come up in conversation that my boyfriend likes to eat assholes? And now, why does it seem like talking about donuts? I'm very uncomfortable. Goodbye.
Okay, so that was Brian's girlfriend, who shall remain nameless, because she apparently likes it that way.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's pretty much how it went, except that Brian doesn't typically call me motherfucker. Yeah, I really don't know how it came up. I still don't remember. Up? Like, yeah, I like to eat assholes out of the blue.
It just came up at work.
And I was talking to Brian about it again.
Yeah.
I was talking about the show. He was listening with his lady.
Yeah.
And that's obviously how she heard about it and ended up calling in. yeah, he may have been the one to suggest I talk about it on the show.
Oh,
maybe.
No. Oh, shit.
Might have been his
Kyle,
idea.
What have you done?
I just broke him up.
Yep.
Divorce. I don't know. He needed me to know, I guess. I like to eat assholes. Maybe he thought, like, we were going to have some kind of solidarity there. Like, I was going to be like, yeah, me too, dude. That's crazy. He seems to think, like, he made it sound like he thinks, like, 90% of the population, like, the male population is totally into this.
That's the best part.
And I really don't think that's the case.
Yeah, like, not at all.
I'm not saying it's, like, 2%, you know, like, this is so crazy. I'm sure guys are into it, but
I don't think it's far-fetched to assume. Yeah, that.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, I'm into it, so everybody must be into it. Like, he just feels that way. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I was thinking about this, like when you watch The Office, the environment of working in an office or in some places, you know, it's just so fucking boring. You just kind of just talk about some stupid random shit just to get something going and have a great day, you know, something to put a smile on your face. I try to do that at work with some people and we see how far we can go, but I've never, ever gone that far. Where I'm just like, how do you feel about eating assholes?
Most of the time, Brian and I do not talk about sex. Like, there was the time we were talking about Michael Douglas Batman.
Yeah.
And one day Brian was like, I want to see if you can eat 10 saltine crackers in 2 minutes or less.
All right.
And so the next day he brought in a box of saltine crackers and had me try it on our break. And it is very difficult to do. I think I got to 6.
Really? Wow.
Because, you know, it dries your mouth out and it becomes harder to swallow and you have to chew them up. And,
It's just so random, but it's interesting. It's fun. It spices up the workplace, you know, because you don't want to be at work. So you gotta do something.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, speaking of work and not wanting to be there.
Yeah.
I hate job interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I don't think anybody really likes them. But one of the main reasons I don't like them is because they always ask you why you want to work there, which to me is the dumbest question in the world.
Unless
like you're applying at like the unicorn factory where like all you do is ride unicorns all day and like eat pizza or something like that's
awesome
your job,
like that.
Something ridiculous, your dream job. If you're applying for like a job at a grocery store or some kind of retail chain or in a factory, and somebody asks you why you want to work there, the obvious answer is, I don't have a job and I need one for money.
Yeah.
I have to pay my bills and eat.
Exactly.
But they always ask you, and that's not the appropriate answer.
Yeah.
The appropriate answer is something like, well, I'm very into factory work. It's always been a dream of mine to carry boxes around for 8 hours a day, sometimes 9, 10 hours a day. If I'm lucky, I do love overtime.
Yeah.
And and they ask you dumb questions like, would you consider yourself a highly motivated person? Or would you consider yourself an organized person? Or, you know, are you interested in moving up in the company? Or, you know, really dumb things that like, you'd have to be an idiot to say no to. Even if the answer really is no.
Yeah.
Like, do you consider yourself a highly motivated person? Well, I tend to do just enough not to get fired. If possible, I will find ways to waste time and, you know, kind of stare at the clock and wait for the day to pass without really doing anything. Wait, that's what you're looking for, right? Like, they're stupid questions because everybody with a brain in their head is going to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there are some people who really would describe themselves as highly motivated but it depends on what I'm motivated to do. Like, I'm not highly motivated to file things or to stock shelves or, you know.
Yeah. Did you get that shit?
I got it at the grocery store.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because I got that, but I played it off, you know, like, and it always sounded like a trick question, like, to me, like, why do you want to work for this company? And I'm thinking, do they want to hear the real answer?
Yeah, it does make you wonder sometimes.
Do they want the appropriate? And then they'll go, he's so full of shit.
Right.
I'm not hiring him.
Like, you know? I can't answer all these questions the way they want me to, because if I do, they'll know I'm lying.
Yeah.
Which is probably total bullshit. Like, all they'd want you to, most of the people doing the interviews don't even really care, especially at like a giant place.
Yeah.
That's, employs, you know, thousands of people.
Yeah.
They don't give, whoever's doing the interview is just like, yeah, another interview.
But yeah, I was vaguely truthful. You know, I did say, well, I need the money, but you know, I shop here all the time and there's so many employees here. You know, I'd like to get to know some people and, you know,
I'd like
just
to
help
get to know some people,
just help out the company. You know,
so. I'm new in town and I'm looking for friends.
Yeah.
Well, we don't condone friendship around here.
Yeah.
But I'll overlook that statement.
Yeah. And the problem solving one. I can't remember what I said. Like, well, I used to work at a party store and, you know, I got some pretty scary people coming in and they wanted free shit. And I said, you can have it.
Take it. Yeah.
Because it was a big black man. What would you do?
Basically, I let shoplifters shoplift.
No. Yeah. I don't know what I said, but yeah, it was vaguely truthful, but I didn't sound over the top bullshit, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
But you never know. if they're looking for that honest guy.
They're never looking for honesty.
Because when you apply for the, what they call, they're the detectives. They call them loss prevention.
Yeah.
When you interview with them, they're looking for honesty. And they will give you like a quiz or a questionnaire, and it'll say, have you ever stolen anything in your life?
Mm-hmm.
And if you say no, it's kind of, are you bullshitting? You know, this guy's dishonest. And there's a lot of trick questions like that.
Yeah,
but
if you do
too say
well,
yes, and you explain yourself, then, you know, so it's hard. You don't know if to come off honest or.
Yeah, like if you do too totally well on the quiz, then they're just going to think you're lying.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
They don't want a liar.
Exactly.
In loss prevention.
Yeah.
But I think most of the time, they're not looking for honesty. Like, they're not looking to hire the guy who will tell it like it is. They're looking to hire the guy who will kiss ass and move up in the company. Like, any company pretty much is like that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's like a, kind of an independent thing, and it's somebody who fancies themselves as like an alternative thinker. You know, like, I like your gumption.
Yeah.
You're going to do well around here.
Yeah.
Even though you have a criminal record. Next voicemail.
All right.
Hey, Bozos. It's Devin for my second time. And I just want to congratulate you on your 50th episode. I've listened to everyone and love what you're doing. Please keep it up. I look forward to every week, and I'm always disappointed when it's a day or two late. So all the best. And, dear Kyle, I refuse to be sarcastic anymore. Openness and honesty, as bashful and as upsetting as it gets, there I am. Take care. Take care, brothers.
Thank you, Devin.
Oh, Devin. I miss Devin.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in quite a while.
Yeah.
Devin had called in once before when we talked about Halloween candy and said something along the lines of, we should have all been given king-size candy bars as children. And I wasn't sure if he was being sarcastic or not. If he was like, haha, yeah, we should all have king-size candy bars because we shouldn't be happy with what we've got. Yeah, but apparently he wasn't being sarcastic. Yeah. But the thing is, and I believe him this time around, but even his statement this time,
God damn it,
could come across as sarcastic. Like,
it's the past.
I refuse to be sarcastic ever. I don't know. But thanks for listening. As far as the episodes being a day or two late, it just, you know, shit happens. Like,
yeah.
We have day jobs and social lives, and, you know, sometimes things get pushed back.
Yeah. Shit happens. So, but, it's good to hear from Devin because I haven't talked to him in a while, seen him in forever. And we have quite a history, you know, going back to high school. So,
right.
Yeah. Next voicemail.
Next voicemail.
Well, first off, your voicemail is pretty gay, I have to admit. And I just want to say hi to Kyle and Ellen DeGeneres because I'm a big fan. Not really. I don't listen to Ellen DeGeneres, the show, or I never really watched her sitcom either. Sorry, Ellen, but that's just the way it is. And I'll have fun tonight. 50th podcast is pretty big. I can't believe you guys have been around for a year. I did not realize that. And I told you I would get Brooke to talk, so here's Brooke.
Hi, guys. I'm glad you had fun hanging out with my baby. I myself had some fun going out to DJ's Lounge, which is not a strip bar or not a gay bar, but a good place to karaoke and have some fun.
All right. Well, you guys keep podcasting away, and I will talk to you later. Like I said, you got to let me know when you go out. I mean, I'm right here in Grand Rapids, so I'd like to go out more often. And you guys seem to be one of the only people that actually go out anymore. I'll talk to you guys later, and you guys keep it up. Later.
All right. thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. You the man. Yeah, we were partying with Rob.
Yeah, that voicemail was from last night.
Yeah, and, if you can't tell by the slurring.
and Brooke is his lady.
Yes.
And I did ask him to put her on the phone, but when I did that, I didn't realize she was just going to shill for some place called DJ's Lounge.
Oh, man.
That was quite the advertisement there. Not a strip bar, but it's a good place to hang out.
Yeah, DJ's Lounge.
I guess this voicemail requires more explanation than most.
Yeah.
I'm
kind of confused, yeah.
Well, the thing about our voicemail being gay is he's talking about our outgoing message. If you've never called, you have no idea what it says, so call in to find out why it's gay. And the Ellen DeGeneres thing.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Probably doesn't make any sense to anybody but me. Because when we were at the bar, somebody asked me if anybody had ever said I remind them of Alan.
Yeah.
But I misheard them and I thought they said Ellen.
Okay.
And they were talking about Alan the character Alan from The Hangover.
Oh.
Which they didn't explain themselves very well either, but I thought they said Ellen and I said like Ellen DeGeneres. So that's where that
okay,
comes from.
Okay. All right.
Not really that funny when you have to tell it.
You have to be pretty drunk, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was okay.
It was funny at the time.
Not really.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's what that was.
All right, I'll clear it up.
Right.
Fucking DJ's Lounge. God. For anyone that doesn't
know where that is.
It's on 28th Street here in Grand Rapids, and it's the shadiest fucking place I've ever seen. There's only like a couple cars there every time I pass by, and it's got this giant neon DJ's Lounge with like an arrow, you know, animating in neon lights, and it's this little hut that looks like it's abandoned. Like, in karaoke, I can't imagine what kind of karaoke.
Probably
what a karaoke.
Kind.
Well, what kind of karaoke goes on there? Like,
you know, with microphones and I don't know.
Singing about rape and
it sounds like your kind of place then.
It's so shady. I don't know.
It sounds like she had fun. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he was talking about like it's cool to hang out with us because like nobody really hangs out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he meant this, but I've talked to a lot of people like at work and whatnot, and it seems like the older you get, like people start getting married and having kids and shit. You lose a lot of fucking friends, you know?
Yeah.
And I think like your dad didn't have any friends. My dad had no friends when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah.
You just get older and they go away and you got to deal with the kid and you have no friends to hang out with. So I think a lot of people we know that will approach 30 just kind of distance themselves, whether getting married, having kids, or just, you know, work. So it's nice to have some friends, you know, the older you get. And we have a fuckload of friends, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. A lot of them, as time goes by, like, our friends get younger.
That, yeah.
Because our older friends start marrying off, having kids, buying houses, settling down,
yep,
wearing fucking khakis all day long.
Yeah.
And they just get lame.
Yeah.
And, you know, to any of our friends who may be listening, who may be married with kids, buying houses and settling down.
No offense.
Yeah, but, you know, they stop hanging out. They stop fucking, like, they have no more interest in a beer bong, which I don't have that much interest in either. But, you know, it's that kind of thing. Like, let's play beer pong. Well, yeah. I have to get up at 8 in the morning. And
yeah.
I have to get the kids ready for school. And
it's just no more fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Trading their Mustang for a minivan.
And a lot of people, you know, well, what is fun? You know, that's being a kid, you know. I'm past all that drinking and shit and going out and having a good time. Well, fuck you.
Well, and drinking doesn't necessarily have to be a part of it, but they just don't go out anymore. Like, certain people, you start inviting them to things and they stop coming.
Yeah. And they're always busy. Yeah, it's just their life just drops off the deep end, you know.
Or they get better jobs, you know, like once upon a time, like you're still – and I don't mean this to sound like you haven't progressed because I don't consider it a progression, but like they get the kind of jobs where it's like a 9-to-5 sort of thing.
Oh yeah.
And it's Monday through Friday.
Yep.
And the only times they're available is on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of in that position now.
Yeah.
And it used to be like I could have a day off any time of the week. And actually the weekends I was usually working. So like a Tuesday night would be party night.
Yeah.
And now
and Monday night would be your Friday.
You want me to do something on a Tuesday night? And it's like, well, I got to ask for the day off the next day.
Yeah, because you got to work.
I got to work at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, being an adult is sad.
Yeah. I'm never going to stop having fun. And that doesn't mean I'm never going to stop drinking and partying. You got to get out there and just keep, you know, talking to friends and stuff, hanging out, communicating, whatnot, all that good stuff.
If you ever stop drinking and it doesn't involve an intervention, I will be shocked. I will be shocked to my core. I could see you slowing down on it maybe, but.
I see all these people around me just becoming very beige and gray and vanilla, you know, and it's so depressing. I can't even think of their lifestyle without wanting to kill myself. So,
well, it's a mindset, you know, like I've said before, a lot of times I don't ever want to have kids. And there are some people that would look at you like you're crazy if you say that. Like, really? Like, I thought everybody wanted to have kids. You know, once upon a time when I was a kid and everything felt like it was a million years away,
yeah,
I would have said, yeah, I want to have kids when I get older. Because when I get older sounds like, you know, there's going to be some kind of metamorphosis.
Yeah.
And you realize as you get older that things don't, I mean, things change, but they kind of don't. Like, I'm just a giant kid.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe that says negative things about me. I don't know.
I don't see it that way. Yeah. You're just having a good time, you know? Going through life, and you could fucking die tomorrow, you know, or a week from now. Just have a good time. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're that douchebag that's stuck and not going anywhere in life just because you want to keep having fun, you know, because there are people like that. There's people, I go back to my hometown, there's fuckers that I graduated with that are still living with their fucking parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Without a fucking job, and they're just stuck. I just want to party all day. Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just get out there, have a good time. There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone should experience new chapters in their life and progress, meet new people, and, you know, just kind of float on, you know.
Yeah, I do feel sometimes like I just don't want to be locked down.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, well, there's more reasons, but I don't want to have a kid or get married because not like the getting married thing, not for fear of commitment.
Yeah.
But because all of a sudden you're locked into this thing, same with having a kid and you're restricted a little bit.
You are. Yeah.
And a lot of people get married and then as time goes on, they realize, well, I do like this person, but maybe marrying them wasn't the best idea because yeah. we disagree enough that they won't let me go out. Yeah. You know, they don't like what I used to do anymore.
Yeah.
And so if I want to do it, I can't.
That's the worst when you got that friend that has the woman, yeah. like his girl.
The wife or girlfriend that won't let him do things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got to talk to her first.
Hey, fuck, you want to go out on Friday? Well, let me talk to the wife. And yeah. the answer is usually no.
Yeah. That's so sad.
And you're like, well, bring them too. And they don't want to come.
Yeah. She won't want to come. I know her. You yeah. know, that's slavery. That's horrible.
Sort of.
Why should you ever live that way? And you're under the assumption, you know, well, I need to get married. And, you know, this is just a part of life. It's tradition. Everybody does it. But
well, some people genuinely want it. And I
well, if you're with the right person, but most people just
even aren't. If I was with the right person, I don't care about marriage. It's a label more than anything. You know, yeah, it's like, ah, yeah. Oh, now we're married. And yeah. all it really does is if you ever get to the point where you want to split up, it just makes it that much harder.
Exactly.
And messy and complicated. Like if it's a bad breakup, it could end with like one or the other taking half of the other person's things. Yeah. You know, like it could end even worse
yeah.
if it's a bad breakup. I think most people who end up in a relationship are destined to break up.
Yeah.
And
that's for sure. Yeah.
So because there's no reason to make it that much more complicated.
I blame the females. I do. Not for all of it, but a lot of females out there, you get in a relationship, you're having a great time, years go by, but that whole, you know, you're not paying enough attention to me kind of bullshit comes up and it's, you just want to live your life and get out there, meet new people, go out and they're kind of, you're kind of like the whole, you know, ball and chain, you know.
I see that, but I don't think that's necessarily the woman's fault. What I think is that most people get in relationships because there's something, there is like one or a few things, like a handful of things about this person that they really like.
Yeah.
And then everything else that they might not like, if they were thinking clearly, it becomes like endearing faults.
Yeah.
Like, well, this wouldn't be an endearing fault, but like if I were to date a religious girl.
Yeah.
And I would be like, well, I like her so much. I can overlook that. That's no big deal.
Yeah.
And then as time goes on, it becomes more and more of a problem. We become more comfortable with each other and I stop pulling my punches and I start saying what I really think.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we both realize we're here under false pretenses and, you know, things just fall apart. Or not even something as complicated as that. Just like you start to realize that we don't actually have as much in common as I thought. I was kind of making it up and letting things go yeah. because I really liked her, which a lot of times has more to do with A, the fact that you find her attractive, and B, the fact that she apparently finds you attractive too. And you're like, well, sweet deal. But it's not really that sweet a deal once you get used to each other and she's still attractive.
Yeah.
But not as much because it's not new. And
yep. New and exciting.
Yeah. Exactly. There's that new and exciting element and people lose that. And then they're like, oh, yeah, maybe this wasn't the greatest idea I've ever had. Like, I don't hate you or anything, but this is...
Yeah, it's not that fantasy world anymore where we're both kind of just floating along full of shit, you know? And
right.
We just want to fuck all the time.
Right.
Now it's reality setting in, and I don't really like you.
Yeah.
You don't really like me, so fuck this. Oh, wait, we're married. Shit. Damn.
Well, we got one more voicemail here, so let's move this train along.
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's Marley Kins. Happy episode 50. Hooray. Just a few quick things. Apparently y'all figured out the secret to, my sparkly vagina, although I still, you know, say I don't have a sparkly vagina, but Kyle insists I do. Apparently I vajazzled it and I just don't remember, like a vajazzle rape something. Maybe it was you, Orion, who, vajazzle raped my vagina. Anyway, I just have two quick questions. First of all, what's your favorite thing about doing a podcast now that you've done 50 episodes? I would think you would know what your favorite thing about doing a podcast is. And number two, what are some of the best memories you have that deal with the podcast, like topics you especially enjoyed talking about or experiences you've had that related to the podcast? Anyway, I figured that would give you a quick something to talk about. Congratulations on 50 episodes. Y'all are like the best podcast out there. You sound better than a heck of a lot of other podcasts. And I love you guys so much. Anyway, keep up the good work as always, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay.
All right, so, well, first off, I would never vajazzle rape anyone. Because I talked to a lot of people about this. I brought this up because I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, the vajazzling
thing. How do you feel about, the vajazzling thing? And everybody's like, oh, that's fucking hot. I don't feel that way. Why would you do that?
Everybody said, oh,
everyone funny. I've talked to.
Because everybody I talked to thought it was bizarre.
Really?
Yeah. Like at the bar
we have
last night.
Friends. Yeah.
Well, it was the same. Like at the bar last night, yeah. I was talking to people about it and they were like, that was fucking weird.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody was like, that's so hot.
Everybody like I talked to was like, wow, really? That's
did you
awesome.
Just say vagina? Yeah. That's incredible. I don't know. I guess
maybe that was it. Yeah.
I guess we were talking to different people.
We're talking about vaginas, yeah.
About the sparkly vagina thing, she's like, Kyle keeps insisting that I have one.
Yeah.
She mentioned the sparkly vagina thing once in another voicemail.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I was drunk or if it's just I have a pretty bad memory for certain things. And I apologize, but I have no idea when or why I accused her of having a sparkly vagina. I honestly don't remember. I'm sure I said it. It sounds vaguely familiar, but I have no recollection of why. I guess as far as her actual questions go, though, what is our favorite thing about doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Do you want me to
kick it off?
Sure. Yeah.
God, doing a podcast. The great thing is that you can reveal your deepest secrets, like you said,
right,
and not
yeah.
give a fuck, you know?
Yeah, I've said things that on here that I've never told anybody.
Because there's other people out there that have the same shit. They just won't, they don't have the fucking balls to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to get that out there and entertain the world. I enjoy speaking my mind about certain topics, like we talk about stories and shit, things that really piss us off. I like talking about that. People that piss us off, you know that.
Yeah, kind of gives you a place to vent.
Yeah, exactly. It's therapeutic in a way. And I hope the listeners feel the same way. Like they can call in or comment and all that shit, you know, because that's what this is all about. And I've been having a great time. So
I think my favorite thing about doing a podcast is the feedback, like getting comments and forum posts and
exactly.
emails and voicemails. I don't know if this is some kind of complex I have where I need everyone to love me, but that I think is my favorite thing about doing a podcast, is just the feedback, the fact that people are paying attention and we don't get, I don't take this the wrong way, but we don't get as much feedback as I would like.
Yeah.
You know, like I'd love the forums to be booming and I'm constantly trying to think of new ways to get more people to listen, but everybody who is there, who is commenting, who is, emailing, voicemailing. I love
everything,
that shit.
Everything. Yeah.
And, you know, I have often felt like before we were doing a podcast, there would be things I was doing things I wanted to talk about, things I would think about that I didn't have anybody to talk about them with. I didn't have anybody to show them to.
Yeah.
And if I did, like, I have plenty of friends and friends that I respect very much and who I believe respect me. But like, kind of like when I was dating my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
There would be certain things I would do, like art I would make or, you know, things I would be reading about that I wanted to talk about. And if I brought them up, she would kind of listen, yeah. but sort of like tune out. Just, and like, she, or she, like if it was a picture I made, she'd look at it and go, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, and she didn't care.
Yeah.
And, you know, I experienced that a lot, like just this apathy, like, no, like I feel like I'm all alone. Like
yeah,
if I,
yeah,
like nobody yeah. else gives a shit about this stuff.
yeah,
and
yeah.
so, excuse me, yeah, goddamn.
Damn.
And so this kind of affords me an opportunity to do things like that. And then there are enough people out there who will encounter it that, you know, somebody will care at least a little bit.
Yeah.
And have something to say about it. So I guess that's my favorite thing about doing a podcast.
I like that too. Yeah.
In terms of best memories involving the podcast, that's tough because it's only been less than a year. Actually, it'll be a year in February.
Yeah.
Episode 52 will have been a year's worth of episodes. But God, it is tough to say what the best memories involving the podcast are.
The best. Well, my favorite of all time are the Aldi episodes.
Those are really good.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, we really need to get her back on here.
But there's with every episode, there's usually something I like about it, and you fucking crack me up, and I'll be at work, and I'm just like thinking about it, and I'm laughing in my head.
Yeah.
Like the story about the guy that was tripping on PCP and
ate his kid's face. Yeah.
That is my favorite, like, of all time.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And yeah. There have been two episodes. Like, there have been plenty of episodes where I've been drinking a little bit, but there have been two episodes where I've actually been drunk.
Yeah.
And that was one of them.
That was great. I loved it.
I kind of lost my mind there for a while.
Yeah. Because we
it was a lot of fun, though.
Because we talk a lot, you know, one-on-one, and we crack each other up. But when we're on here, there's some shit that comes out of your mouth. I'm dying. It just cracks me up. I love it.
Well, I guess I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What is my favorite memory or one of my favorite memories involving the show?
Yeah.
This isn't a favorite memory at all, but I just thought of this because you were talking about like how, you know, some of the shit that I say cracks you up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we mentioned this once before, but I don't know if people really realize this, but a lot of times, especially kind of in the middle, like around the like 20-ish episodes.
Yeah.
There would be times where we would stop the show and be done with it. And I would basically go, what the fuck? Like this
that
is
would happen a lot.
This is
yeah.
the dumbest. Oh man.
We were still new. Yeah.
I really don't feel very good about this one.
Can we redo it?
Yeah. Of course we couldn't redo it, but yeah, I would always be like depressed afterwards.
I didn't feel that bad about it. Yeah. Like, times we ramble and shit. Like,
but the next day when I would listen back to it, because I always listen back to them.
Yeah.
The next day I would listen back to it and I'd be like, oh, that wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was. But
yeah.
I guess.
But at the time. Well, hold on. Picture this. Like, we're done and we're like, you know, check us next week. And then we shut it off and I'm like, all right. And I look over at Kyle and he's like grabbing his face, like, oh my God.
That was the
like,
most rambly
dude,
piece
okay?
of shit thing we've
He's
ever
like,
done.
I was rambling the whole time. I'm like, it's cool, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I felt so bad.
But that's definitely not a favorite memory. If anything, that's a least favorite memory.
Let me see. Yeah.
I guess I'm just really negative.
I enjoyed like making shit, like the rap.
The rap was fun.
Some of the promos, you know, just creating.
Yeah, yeah.
We're creative people, and I'd like to think a lot of listeners out there like to make something, and they want to share it with somebody, and they want feedback, because we all do. We want to know what people think about it, good or bad. And so, yeah, that was definitely a favorite aspect of mine, making the rap. It was a lot of fun.
God, this is really hard for me. Favorite
it's been a lot
memories.
It's been a lot of episodes, yeah.
I mean, there was lots of stuff I liked. I liked talking about robots.
Yeah. Random shit.
I thought that was a fun episode.
Catching me off guard. And I'm like looking over like, what have you done?
It's so funny to me when I catch you. Like we always talk about what we're going to talk about on the show beforehand. But that particular episode, we had nothing.
we had nothing.
We hadn't done any preparation at all.
Yeah. Nothing in the news.
And it was just, like,
what are we going to do?
Well, I got something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. He had no idea what it was going to be. And every time I catch you off guard, it cracks me up because you, it's the only time, like, it's the only time you won't go with it.
Like, yeah.
Because, like, I'll say something like, I think robots are the future. And it's the only thing we're talking about in the entire episode. And you will consistently keep saying things like, okay, we need to move on.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have anything to move on to.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up about robots. We don't have anything else to go to.
All right. We're done. But robots are the, and I'm like, shut the fuck up already. Or Mr. Wonderful. God.
Yeah. Mr. Wonderful. Oh, fuck. Like a pterodactyl could fit in my kitchen.
Pterodactyl can't fit in my apartment, Kyle. You know,
I guess I don't have anything specific, but some of my favorites are, when you, like you said, like I crack you up sometimes, you fucking crack me up sometimes. Like every once in a while, something will come out of your mouth that I didn't expect. And like, what the fuck is that? You bitch flap.
Oh man. Yeah.
Like, killed
and then we will like stop and I'll kind of take a step back and go, wait, what the fuck? What did, and then we'll play it back. And I'm like, oh fuck. Cause I'm not sure how it's going to come out. Cause sometimes I feel like I sound like an idiot. Like an ass.
Like during Orion Explains It All.
Yeah.
Which we're not doing this week, by the way. I think maybe that's been a little bit of overkill. So we'll still You're do it, but maybe not me. Maybe not once a week.
Yeah. I swear to God I'm smarter than you think I am.
Smarter than I think you are? Because I don't think you're dumb. I just think it's funny to have you try to explain things that you've only really known about for a week.
Yeah.
Although you knew about the theory of relativity just
always,
you know.
Yeah.
I still can't think of a favorite memory.
Yeah, it's been a lot of episodes. I mean, we're average Joes, you know. Just
I guess
doing a podcast, it's after you talk about a lot of shit, it just kind of blurs together.
I guess one of my favorite memories related to the podcast, but it wasn't something that happened on the podcast, was when I realized that we had enough content, enough shows put out that it was physically impossible to listen to all of them in one day.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you never paused, you had them all in like an infinite playlist or whatever, and not an infinite playlist, but you had them all in a playlist. There was no pauses between, and you never got up.
Yeah.
It's impossible to listen to all of them in one day.
Yeah.
I guess that was a fun memory. I don't know.
I nearly came myself when we had a page two of episodes. Like, we were up to, I don't even know what the episode number was, but we had like, ooh, page two, page one.
Right, on the main website.
It was exciting. Yeah. And looking back on some of the older episodes, I can't listen to them because I sound like such a fucking ass. I can't listen to myself.
It's funny to listen to some of the older episodes before we got the new mics because we were basically yelling all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if we talked normal, it would be very low level audio,
yeah,
and there was a lot of noise in those old microphones.
Oh yeah.
So if you tried to reduce the noise afterwards, it would sound like we're talking underwater. So we had to be loud. So we'd be basically yelling all the time, like, "Hey, Orion, what'd you do this weekend?"
Not a whole lot, goddamn. And
it's kind of cool because we're like more animated, but sometimes it really sounds like we're yelling at you.
And we were listening back that one day.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I looked at you and I go, Kyle, you ever wish you could go back in time and just punch yourself in the fucking face?
Trying to think of any other favorite memories before we move on, because I feel like I haven't come up with a good one. But
I like talking about black people. It's always great.
You know, I'm surprised we haven't gotten more like hate mail.
Yeah.
Because some of the things we've said,
my mind.
Some of the things we've said have been fairly controversial, or, you know, I could absolutely see people going, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. And we almost never get that. Like, the only time I can really think of that we did was when Bobby Market came by and said, you guys are going to burn in hell.
That was it. Yeah. That was the only like hate response we ever got ever.
And I think somebody said shortly after that, like, you know, more people would probably call in or whatever if you guys didn't tear them apart.
Yeah.
Every time they disagree with you. But like, that's the only time I think we've really done that.
Yeah.
And it was because she was being a dumb bitch. And of course, we found out later that was, our friend Gary's cousin.
Yeah.
And he had told her to come by and comment and,
listen. Yeah.
So I guess in a way, that's one of my favorite memories because of the like awkward hilarity of talking to Gary later about that and having him go, yeah, that was my cousin. And that really cracked me up, even though it probably shouldn't have. I probably should have felt worse than I did.
Fucker.
Yeah, but yeah, we haven't gotten a lot of negative response. And I'm surprised.
It makes me want to be more persistent on reaching out, you know. Let's see who we can just shake up.
Did I ever mention the time that we put up the poll about rape?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is it rape to have sex with someone while they're asleep?
Yeah.
Assuming you're in a relationship. And I was going out trying to think of new ways to find new listeners. And I thought, well, this is a somewhat controversial topic. And I looked up a board for survivors of rape, like rape victims, a message board. And I went on there and I posted a link to the poll and explained that we're a show and we were talking about this and we had differing opinions on the subject. And I was curious to find out what victims of rape thought about it.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize at the time, like as I was posting it, I only realized after I posted it that particular forum, every post has to be, they're all moderated. Like they don't go up until a moderator has looked it over. I got an email in response. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can even pull it up real quick. Okay, here it is. I had to search for it real quick. Apparently, the topic of my thread was interesting questions on the subject of rape. Because I'm sure they find rape very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, the response I got was, "Hello, Itchhat," because that was my forum name. "You are receiving this notification because your topic, interesting questions on the subject of rape at psychology and mental health forums, was disapproved by a moderator or administrator."
Oh, man.
"The following reason was given for the disapproval. The reported post does not fit into any other category. Please use the further information field." That's what it says to them. So then they actually typed out a response to me.
Okay.
It said, "It's most definitely rape and is illegal. This post has been disapproved because this post is a support forum for not just victims of rape, etc., but of mental health. I think this post is completely inappropriate and can cause a lot of stress and arguments on the site."
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was more of a difference of opinion than like a hate response. But yeah, that was
perhaps
great.
That was insensitive of me to post perhaps that at the rape forum. But I wasn't just being sensationalist. I actually was kind of curious to find out what people who have been raped thought about the question.
Like, yeah.
Is it rape to have sex with someone in their sleep? It's completely, and maybe it's still rape, maybe it's not, but it's completely different from like, say, mugging someone on the street and then like holding a knife to their throat and fucking them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
So I was curious, but I never got to find out.
Wow.
Yeah. That's not really a favorite memory.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
Yeah. I guess just to move on, I'll say my favorite memory was from that same show you were talking about where we talked about the kid
getting
his face eaten off.
That was pretty fucking good.
When I was sober and I listened back to it,
I
was laughing at myself trying to explain homeopathy to the audience, talking about duck water. I think we called that episode duck water.
Yep.
You put the duck in the water and now it's, and then you take the duck out of the water and now it's duck water.
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
Bada bing. Yeah.
I think I did a fair job of explaining it, but it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh shit. You know what I forgot all about? KJ Cisco. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that. Yeah, that was one of my favorite fucking.
Now that you mention it, that was one of my favorites too. The best thing about it to me was I found a promo for KJ Cisco's podcast. If you haven't listened that far back, KJ Cisco is another podcaster.
Yeah.
And I was on the Podcast Pickle forums, which is just a website, Podcast Pickle. And I found this promo of his and it was unintelligible. Like he had this, I don't know where the hell the music came from. I don't know if it was public domain music or something, but it was like this boom, 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 boom. And he was talking over it, but it was like really the audio level of his voice was like lower than that of the music. And you couldn't tell what the hell he was saying.
Yeah.
And so we were making fun of it. And then I sent it to him in an email. I told him, we talked about your show on ours.
Yeah.
I think I said it, we played your promo on our show.
Yeah.
So he listened and he did. And then he kind of became a fan of the show.
Yeah, which is great.
So then we were like talking back and forth and stuff. And then later on, we made a promo for his show.
Oh, yeah.
Because his current promo was kind of, so I was like, oh, well, we'll do you a favor, make you a new promo.
Help him out, yeah. God, I almost forgot about that shit. You got to play that.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we played it. So if you want an idea of who KJ Cisco is, if you haven't listened back that far, you need to hear this promo I made up for him. KJ Cisco's podcast is fun for the whole family.
Unfortunately, I have to deal with the elderly. I refuse to put up with these freaks that parade up and down the street every day. It's like a big fucking nightmare. Woogity, woogity, woogity. Kill yourself. This is me trying to inject some comedy into people's lives. Because you look at these people and you think to yourself, wow, this person used to be desirable back in the day. They were speaking their hibbity-bibbity. Now you got all these assholes praying to the Jesus puddle. A man born with a uterus. Everybody's pacified and pussified. Another example, if you come to this country and you choose not to better yourself by at least learning some English, then you're speaking your hibbity-bibbity. It's difficult, you know, to find underwear without holes in it. What kind of world do we live in? It? We'll be drinking, that's for sure. We'll be hitting the bar. A stress-free experience. Bullshit.
Visit gcast.com/u/KJCisco.
Yeah, so there's the the promo we made up for him.
Yeah, Kevin Cisco.
KJCisco. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. He's still making podcasts, though.
Yeah, I've checked his. I don't listen to everyone, but I've listened to several of them fairly recently. And the last time I went there was a big notice at the top of the site.
Oh, yeah.
He's on gcast.com gcast.com.
Yeah.
And at the top of the site, it said that they were no longer going to accept uploads. And basically, his hosting was just going to disappear sometime in February.
Yep.
I wonder what's going to happen to his show because he's still doing it. And he's got way more episodes than we do. He's been doing it for a few years now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if he's still listening, I'm curious as to what's going to happen with that. And yeah, the last time we heard from him, I think, was when I listened to an episode of his show where he said he had over 1,000 listeners.
Yeah.
And I said I didn't know where he was getting this info. And
He took it the wrong way and played
it on his show, and he was like, these are just the raw numbers. But I still don't know where he got that info from because I honestly don't know how to find out how many listeners we have.
We have numbers, but you can't.
Yeah, there's like
– you can't tell.
There's like unique hits to the website.
Yeah.
And there's like feed burner subscribers, but not everybody who listens to the show subscribes to the feed. And even if they did, the feed burner can't actually tell how many people are subscribed to the feed. Like I read about how that works out, and it's kind of a weird average of a bunch of different things. Like it goes up and down every day. Sometimes way up, sometimes way down.
But he took it like we're competing.
Yeah, like know? I'm like, we're, yeah, fuck you. Like you have 1,000 listeners.
Yeah, that wasn't it at all.
No.
But
I wonder if he's blind.
Yeah.
And we were going to do an interview. We were going to do an interview with him once, and it just didn't work out because of schedules. But
yeah.
I wanted to ask him some questions about being blind. And I wonder if maybe the reason we haven't heard from him in a while is because, like, when we switched over to the forum and instead of the old WordPress comment system, if that somehow made it more difficult for him to comment.
Maybe.
I really don't know because I know there's like screen readers and stuff that can say out loud what's on the screen.
Yeah.
But even so, like most computer interfaces are so visually based, and like you got to click on things with the mouse and stuff. You can do it with a keyboard, but like I can't imagine how you would manipulate the computer to do whatever it is you want to do
without seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
It amazes me. That's too bad we didn't get that interview. Goddamn. But he wanted to talk at like fucking 1 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever.
I don't remember,
early.
But I know we couldn't work it out.
Yeah, we had to work. I mean,
we always do the show really late at night.
Yeah.
And he couldn't be there. And we could have done it and like spliced it in at like in the early evening, but that wouldn't really work out for him either. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Good times though.
Right.
Yeah. I still remember talking shit, and then he became a fan because we were just joking. It was great.
Yeah, and then like after we talked shit about his show, which is still promotion, you know, they say there's no such thing as bad PR.
Yeah,
you know, bad publicity. But after we talked shit about his show, he like promoted our show on his show, which is nice of him. I guess he's less of an asshole than we are.
His podcast is definitely my favorite, and I've listened to quite a few.
He does crack me up on occasion.
Oh yeah. It's great. Should we plug him?
Hey, guys. and he's always slamming on the desk or closing doors or something. I don't know what it is.
Closing.
But there's always a big... I don't know if he's trying to drive points home or if it's just coincidental.
Yeah, every episode.
That's so great. You should check him out.
Yeah.
All
right, Kyle, I got to stop you there. I've heard enough ums out of you tonight.
Hey.
It's
not very nice.
It's story time, motherfucker.
All right.
I want to read some stories. DJ plays jump as woman mulls suicide.
Okay. All right. This happened in London. A British radio DJ is being criticized for playing Van Halen's Jump as police tried to talk a suicidal woman down from a highway bridge last week. A British mental health charity said it was horrified by the incident Thursday morning and would bring it up with Britain's media regulator. Disc jockey Steve Penk, who owns Revolution Radio and hosts its morning show, said he played the song at the request of a commuter sitting in traffic on a highway shutdown while police negotiators tried to talk the woman off the bridge. He said several commuters had called to express frustration at the delays. Penk said he made no reference to the woman in playing the song. "This audience was just climbing the wall," he told the Associated Press, and I'm sure he sounded just like that. "They were frustrated." In traffic on the highway that rings the northwest English city of Manchester, Penk refused to apologize for the decision, saying he was standing by his audience. He said he was stunned by the media coverage. The Sun newspaper quoted a listener saying that playing the song was pathetic and nasty. The 30-year-old woman eventually jumped, sustaining only minor injuries in shattering her heel bones. So what the hell was she jumping from?
From the bridge, man.
I know, but like a bridge over what? Like what kind of bridge needs to be built that when you jump off of it, you only break your ankle?
I don't know. That's amazing. Yeah. If she jumped off an overpass and I guess just broke an ankle. I don't know. They're not that high.
I guess.
So that's got to be it. But so the DJ is under accusations of being an asshole because he played the song Jump from Van Halen.
Well, there was one other part of the article that's kind of important, and that was she would not have heard the song on the bridge.
Exactly.
And so it could not have affected her actions.
But
so
this kind of blew up in the UK, I guess, or yeah, London, maybe?
Yeah, it's in London. Yeah, you could consider this, I mean, insensitive, and that's fine. I mean, it is kind of insensitive. It's also hilarious.
It is.
But she couldn't hear it, so as insensitive as it may be, it's not like he pushed her to jump off the bridge. It's not like he was standing there going, "Why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it? I mean, fuck it. Who cares? Go ahead."
Yeah.
Or like he was standing there with a boombox. "Might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead and jump." Yeah, it's... But, from the article, it's not even 100% clear that he knew this was going on. Like, he knows in hindsight, but it's not 100% clear that he knew about the woman on the bridge. He just knew there was somebody stuck in traffic, and they were frustrated, and they requested the song Jump.
Yeah.
I mean, he may very well have known, but it's not 100% clear from the article.
There, of all the songs. What I was thinking about is, like, what if he did know, and he was like, you know, I want to be an insensitive ass, and he did play it, and she did hear it and jumped. Would he be, you know,
liable?
Yeah.
I don't know the laws in.
Can you imagine
in England
if they put him in court? You know, like if they arrested him for that.
I don't know the laws in England. I do think that there in the U.S. I don't know the specific laws, but I think there is probably a law that it wouldn't make you a murderer, but it would. You'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
For like basically inciting the suicide.
Yeah.
Like egging it on.
Go ahead.
Which I don't actually think should be illegal.
That's retarded.
I mean, if you're going to kill yourself and all it takes is for me to like confirm that it's a good idea.
Thumbs up.
Like, yeah. Give you the thumbs up and say, yeah, go for it. I think you should do it. That's the best idea you've had all day. Like
you're in jail because he gave her the thumbs up.
Right. Because I agreed. She did it.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. I don't know. I don't think that's such a big deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess part of it is that I don't really respect suicide. Like, for somebody who gets as depressed, and I'm not going to go into that again, but as gets as depressed as I do, I've never seriously contemplated suicide.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. Because, A, it's insensitive. Like, it's really selfish to commit suicide because no matter how big a lowlife you are, there's somebody out there who's going to be sad, whose life you're going to make worse by doing it. Or if not sad, inconvenienced.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I got to clean this shit up.
Right.
Yeah.
And on top of that, there's nothing like people are religious. And this is one of the reasons actually. And I don't think, you know, religion is causing people to commit suicide, but people who are religious believe in an afterlife can convince themselves that they will be better off dead because they will go on to a better place.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that at all.
It's a madness.
And like I said, I don't think that's why people commit suicide, but it's one of the reasons they can rationalize it in their head.
Exactly.
Like, oh, well, obviously things will be better after I kill myself. Well, things aren't going to be anything after you kill yourself. Yeah. You're just going to be done. You're just cutting yourself short.
Yeah. Next story.
Yeah, let's power through a few of these.
All right. Told you I would shut her up. Man found guilty of slapping toddler.
Okay. This was in Atlanta. A Georgia man has been found guilty of second-degree child cruelty for slapping a crying 2-year-old at Walmart.
Walmart of all places.
Well, of course it was at Walmart. Roger Stevens of Stone Mountain was convicted Tuesday in a Gwinnett County bench trial, which is held without a jury. Stevens, who was 61 when arrested, will spend 6 months in jail, followed by 6 months of home confinement. I'm a little surprised that's all he's getting.
Yeah.
I don't really care. But
kind of serious.
Authorities say the girl and her mother were shopping on August 31st when the toddler began crying. The police report says Stevens approached the mother and said, "If you don't shut that baby up, I will shut her up for you." Which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know where this guy's mind was at. Authorities say Steven then slapped her 4 or 5 times. When I first started reading this article, I was like, well, he probably slapped her once. Nope, 4 or 5 times. He just kept doing
just
it.
Just in public, yeah.
And this is the best part. According to police, Steven said, "See, I told you I'd shut her up." So I guess in a way, he kind of had a point.
Jesus Christ.
It's just, oh, man, I can't imagine, like, people's kids do annoy the fuck out of me when they're just fucking bawling. I can't imagine walking up to somebody and saying, "Shut that baby up or I'll do it for you."
Yeah.
And B, if like, they called my bluff, there's no way I'd actually slap their kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's next?
Mom defends soldier accused of having child porn.
Okay. This is Galesburg, Illinois. An Illinois National Guard soldier in Afghanistan, well, I guess it's in Afghanistan, kind of, has been charged by the U.S. Army with possessing child pornography over pictures of a young relative his mother says she sent him. Terry Miller of Galesburg says she sent her son, Specialist Billy Miller, pictures of the little girl to help him get over his homesickness. The pictures show the child in a swimsuit playing in a wading pool and sitting on a truck. In one, the girl is wearing a swimsuit and part of her buttocks are exposed. The Army says Miller will stay in Afghanistan until his court-martial. His unit came home last August. Miller faces jail time if convicted. He says the pictures, he and his mom say the pictures are innocent. It's been reported that the child is a relative of Billy, treated as his own child when the girl was diagnosed with cancer as her father was going through boot camp. The family notes that the same pictures are on family computers and on Facebook pages, and no one else has been investigated. "You have no clue how it eats me up," said a crying Terry Miller. "I blame myself every day. Every day. If I wouldn't have sent the pictures, he would be home." So,
oh, Jesus. Was he like a fucking pedophile, or are they just looking at this and saying, "Oh, you're a pedophile. You're looking at these fucking photos"? Because the kid was wearing a bathing suit. Of course, their ass is going to show a little bit.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm guessing maybe it was like a two-piece and it was pulled down.
Maybe.
Or something. But it doesn't really matter. Unless we're missing something from the story.
Yeah.
This is it. Somebody caught him with these pictures and thought it looked like child porn.
Yeah.
And so now he's in trouble. And this has happened before with people with pictures of their kids.
Yep.
And
the fucking kids. Man.
I always have mixed feelings on this because on the one hand, yeah, it's innocent. And almost every family in the world has pictures like this of their kids or, you know, of relatives' kids or whatever. Pictures of kids in the bathtub. Yep. My mom has pictures of me running around with a sweater on and no pants.
Oh, Jesus.
But the reason I have mixed feelings on it is because I do not understand where the desire to take these pictures comes from in the first place.
Yeah.
I understand that it's innocent, but why do you need a picture of my tiny wiener?
Yeah.
Like, I've never understood it. Maybe it's because I'm not a parent. Maybe something, there's like a switch in your brain that flips when you become a parent and all of a sudden you need to document the nudity of your child.
Yeah.
And send it to friends. And it's got to be even worse with the internet now. Like she said, she posted these on Facebook. What is wrong with you?
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
The only
reason I could think of, like, if I took that photo of you and you were my son running around, I would use it against you later to show, like, girls. "This is, you like this? You like my son? Yeah, I got some photos to show you."
That's it, not why hilarious. She did it, though.
Yeah, you know, that's like, not it, but
that's
the only reason I can think of.
I don't get it. And I also don't get why I was allowed to run around with no pants on in the first place. Like,
you're so innocent.
And I wasn't a baby. I was really young enough that I don't remember it.
Oh, wow.
But I wasn't a baby. I was like a toddler. You know, it's not like I was like in diapers and like I had just been changed or something and snapped a photo of me running around.
Yeah.
I had a full head of hair. I was running around the house with no pants on.
Jesus.
I didn't know any better at the time, but she did.
Yeah.
And I'm not such a prude that I'm like, I don't think, you know, my mom is a pedophile or a pervert for having taken these pictures. I just don't understand why she did.
Yeah.
Like, is it just coincidence? Did I just happen to run around naked a lot? And you, so that you just happen to be taking photos, but I just happen to be naked in them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't either. Yeah, my parents, they took photos of me in the bathtub with my brother and shit.
See, now that's even weirder to me. Like, okay, let's get both of our kids naked at once and take pictures.
Like, come on. And my grandma had like a photo album of me grabbing my crotch. I wasn't naked, but she had like almost every photo she took of me because she had a camera. We'd be, you know, at a family gathering. It'd be me like kind of looking off to the side, grabbing my nuts.
Well, that might have just been your fault. That's maybe you just weird. Were always grabbing your nuts back then.
Yeah. What? I like touching. I don't know.
Like, they can't help what you're doing with your hand. That is funny, though. Like, a full photo album of pictures of you grabbing your nuts.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised that this guy's getting hit up for this. Like, I wonder if it was just some really prudish person that, caught a glimpse of him. Because according to this article, it was just her butt that was exposed.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, you know, if she was naked. Yeah. It's not like you could see her vagina. It's not like it was, you know, full frontal. It was like just her part of her butt.
Yeah.
So.
You could see this in, like, anyone's photos that they'd process at a photo
You can buy those, like, Ann Getty's calendars or whatever with pictures of kids dressed as bees and flowers and shit.
Yeah.
And they're naked in all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's okay. Like, that's weird. That's closer to child porn to me. That's, like, fetishizing it, you know, dressing them up in costumes but keeping them naked. I don't know. Jesus. That's weirder to me.
Yeah. We must be missing something because that doesn't seem right off the get-go that they he's in jail over this fucking photo.
Yeah, they just happened to omit the fact that he had a full hard drive of porn.
Yeah.
Like he was carrying around a flash drive or something just filled with child porn. And he also had a picture of his niece or whatever.
Yeah. I did like the title, though, the headline. Like the DJ plays Jump as Woman Mulls Suicide. Said, you know, mom defends soldier accused of having child porn. I thought that it's like, oh, my God, this is great. And then you read it and it's really not. It's like, it's got some loose ends.
Well, what else we got? Sarcasm punctuation mark aims to put an end to email confusion.
Ooh, this is kind of interesting, yeah.
God, do I even want to read all of it?
Don't, just explain it.
Basically, they call it the Sark mark.
Yeah.
And it's this company has created this new punctuation mark, and it basically looks like a dot with a spiral around it.
Yeah.
And it can be installed onto any PC running Windows 7, XP, or Vista, as well as Macs and BlackBerry mobile devices. And it can be used in Word documents, instant messenger conversations, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be you, if you say something sarcastic in text form, you put this sarcasm, the Sark mark, at the end of whatever it is you said. And now people can tell that you're being sarcastic. They won't misinterpret what you're saying. I think this isn't a terrible idea
because, that's what you know,
it does come up. I've been misunderstood on the internet and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder how it's going to work because you can buy it for $2, $1.99, and then install it. But how does it work? Because, like, does it work with any font that you happen to be using?
Yeah.
I know you hit control and the period to place it.
Yeah.
And is there a program? There's got to be like a program running in the background all the time after you install it that can tell when you're hitting control period.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a big fucking mess to me.
Yeah.
And do other people see it if they haven't installed it? I have to imagine they probably don't.
Yeah, because you got to pay for it. I mean.
Yeah, you know, like when you install a new font, if you type up a Word document with this font and then send it to somebody who doesn't have it, it'll display in a different font.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So how does this – I don't know how the hell this works.
And I wonder if it like when you install it, if it kind of puts itself in place of every font, like it just adds on.
Maybe.
Because that wouldn't make any sense.
Like, it would look kind of weird and out of place with a lot of fonts.
like, what font is it? It has to be some kind. You don't just insert a character and it's not any font, you know, so kind of weird.
I don't know how it works. But I do think, like I said, it's not a terrible idea. And it's kind of interesting because it's been a fucking long time since any new punctuation was introduced.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, like we could have other new punctuation marks.
Oh, yeah.
That would indicate other things like I'm on my period. Ignore this. Or, you know, other emotions and things. I don't know. Not such a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Well, you know, I got to get up early in the morning and get the kids ready for school, so we should probably wrap this up.
All right.
Oh, man. Episode 50.
50.
Eat a thousand dicks. gee whiz. I guess you can call us at our voicemail line and leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can always send us an email at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And, you know, all the other stuff. Donate, send us all your monies, yes. Get on the forums.
Yeah, definitely, you know. Yeah. If you're not in the forum yet and you're interested, please.
Please, 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 please. I'm begging you. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, man. But anyway, yeah.
And, you know, Facebook.
Become a fan
on the Facebook. Check us out on the Twitter. Yep.
So what do you think of this episode?
You know what?
Uncut.
This is one of those episodes.
Really? Oh, no.
Where I'm a little like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus but, hey, fucking Christ.
Yeah. Hey, you know, they can't all be winners.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's pretty much it, right?
Well, my opinion of this episode, I thought it was pretty good. So
ever the optimist.
Yeah. It's a bag full of dicks.
Yes.
It's very fun.
Wait a minute. I'm telling you guys, I'm not gay. All right. Anyway.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. We'll see you next week.